Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Nutrition by Gayatri. I'm Gayatri, and as we are shifting from spring to summer, our days are getting warmer, and I thought this would be a perfect time for us to discuss movement. Movement is what I like to call the secret to healthy life. Now, when I say movement, a lot of my friends and families tell me, well, I walk every day. I do house cleaning in the house, and you know, I'm always on my feet. So I think I got the movement part covered. But that's not the movement that I'm talking about. Because even though you're on your feet all day long, you're walking around doing housework and cleaning and running around errands and stuff like that. If you stop to pay attention to your movements all day long, just pay attention to, for one day, how you move on your daily routine, you'll notice that you walk or you're on your feet for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then you're sitting down, you're doing nothing. So the movement that I'm speaking about, that I would like to discuss with you in this episode, is moving consistently for a minimum of 30 minutes. It could be at your pace, however slow you want to go, but just move consistently for 30 minutes, and then you're going to notice how your body is adapting to this movement. And on the days that you don't move, you're going to miss this activity. So movement, or moving in the early morning sunlight, has exceptional benefits to your health. It can help a great deal. So in my culture, when a baby is born, there's a ritual that happens from the day the baby is born, and that is you wake up early in the morning. You give the baby, the newborn, a bath with warm water in the sun. After the bath, you give the baby a massage, full body massage, dress the baby, a bottle of milk, and then you take the baby out for a stroll in the early morning sunlight for about half an hour. And the sun, that early morning ray of sunshine, is supposed to help the baby, as the baby grows, with healthy benefits. And this is really, really true. Scientists have proven that the sun rays gives us vitamin D. And vitamin D is very important to us for a healthy life. Once our vitamin D is low, all sorts of health issues we are going to have. So, until this episode, I'm going to discuss how you improve your health with two ingredients: movement for 30 minutes and sunlight, early morning sunlight. That's the two important ingredients to improve in our health, or to prevent us from getting any type of issues in the future. Thank you. started walking. So right now we have beautiful weather. The sunlight in the morning time, it is such a peaceful time. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, it's not too hot, it's a perfect temperature. You put your little shoes on and you go for a morning walk. You walk at your pace, but the minimum should be 30 minutes. You should just let your body soak up that sun. With the movement, here's what's going to happen while you are moving. You are improving your blood circulation. When your blood circulates around your body, your circulatory system, it carries oxygen throughout your body. So you're moving, you're sweating a little bit, your heart is pumping, you're doing cardio. So now remember, you're not sitting now, you're moving. So your heart is starting to pump. The blood is rushing from head to toe and it's carrying oxygen throughout your body to all your organs. This is healthy for you. This is good for you. You are now getting circulation throughout your body with oxygen. Now, while you are walking, your body will start sweating a little bit. And when your body is sweating, what your body is doing is detoxifying your system of any impurities. Sugar level could be one, any type of chemicals that you have in your body, use excess salt. And what is this going to do for you? Well, this little movement is going to help you control your blood pressure. It's going to help you with your sugar levels if you're diabetic. It's going to help you decrease your stress level. It's going to put you in a good mood and a happier mood. All of these things is what movement is going to help you with. Not every one of us likes exercising. Not every one of us wants to go to the gym for 2 hours. A lot of us can't walk when we're at a certain age, and moving around is not as flexible to us as it used to be. So this is why I say you move to your pace, but you just want to move. If you have a walker or you need a walking stick, that's fine. Just get in the morning time, rather than sit down all day long doing nothing. You just take a little walk, a little stroll at your pace to the park where you are sweating for that 30 minutes and get your circulation pumping. Get the oxygen to your blood, throughout your blood, to your heart, to your brain. You get yourself moving, your feet start moving. This can only improve your health. Walking for 30 minutes a day or more on most days for the week is a great way to improve and maintain your overall health. If you can't manage 30 minutes a day, remember, even short walks more frequently can be beneficial. The thing is that once you start, your body wants to go a little bit further each day because you start feeling all the healthy benefits. You start being in a good mood. And eventually, without even realizing it, you increase the amount of time that you're walking in the morning. And you're actually, by walking, you're doing an exercise. So there is no wrong way of doing this. Make sure you have a bottle of water. So as you're walking and you're moving and you're taking your little pace, you take your little sip. When you feel like you have enough, you go back home. So if you walk 4 blocks and you said, okay, I'm tired, I want to go back home, and you walk back home for another 4 blocks, guess what? That's 8 blocks. So if you went 10 minutes for that 4 blocks going back home, that's another 10 minutes. That's 20 minutes that you have walked. And like I said, walking can reduce your risk for developing heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, and some cancers. So I'll tell you, we'll discuss the cancers later on, but physical activity does not have to be strenuous. It does not have to be lifting or running on machines or doing elliptical or doing all those things. Physical activity to improve your circulation, blood and oxygen throughout your organs and your body is as simple as walking. And once you pick up this routine of walking every day or every other day, however you want to do it until you get into a routine, it will help you with your weight. Because once you're walking and you're doing cardio, you're also burning out your fats. Your blood pressure, if you have issue with your cholesterol, stress management, all of these things will be beneficial for you just by walking. The circulation is very important to us. Now, for that great walking, that 30 minutes walking that we're doing in the sunlight, what's the combination for that? The early morning sunlight is not harsh, and when you walk that 30 minutes in the sunlight, you get vitamin D. Now I know in this day and age, the sun has been given a bad name. Stay out of the sun, put on sunscreen, you're going to get skin cancer, you're going to get cancer, and you know, you're going to die. Well, you don't need a lot of sunlight to get the health benefits that I'm speaking about. 20 to 15 minutes every day in the morning, because the sunlight is not harsh. It's a beautiful sort of sun ray that kisses your body when you walk in the early morning sun. You get vitamin D. You get a nice natural tan, a glow throughout your body. You get a natural highlight in your hair. Vitamin D improves your bone health. Walking and collecting vitamin D. Vitamin D is also anti-cancerous, especially where bone cancer and breast cancer is concerned. Also, when you soak up your vitamin D, you walking, it helps to improve your digestive system and helps to improve your bowel movement. Just 30 minutes a day. All of these beneficial can be accumulated, and your health can improve greatly just by walking 30 minutes a day in the sunlight in the morning time. That's all that's needed. If you don't want to walk alone, you can walk with a friend. If you have a dog, you can take your dog with you on the walk. You can put a podcast on or earbuds in your ear and listen to music. These things make the 30 minutes go away. It's hard for you to walk on a treadmill for 30 minutes. But if you're walking in the morning with a friend, if you're walking with your dog, if you're listening to music, though 30 minutes just melts away. And, you know, like I said, it's springtime and we're going into summer. And when I take my morning walks, I feel so alive, so happy, so healthy. I just want to scream. When you're taking this walk in the morning, the birds are singing in the early sunshine. You get a slight breeze that's not too cold to chill, you know, to make you chilly. You just enjoy Mother Nature for that 30 minutes. There's nothing that can go wrong with walking in the morning in the early sun. Now, here's a couple of things that you're going to need if you are going to go taking that early morning walk. You should dress with light clothing, no dark colors, nothing too heavy that would make you sweat and get dehydrated. So light, loose-fitting clothes is what I would recommend. Comfortable shoes, I would recommend a sneaker. I mean, I know Caribbean people like flip-flops, but flip-flops is not going to give you that support that you need. So a nice comfortable shoes, sneakers, light clothing, not dark colors. Clothing should not be tight-fitting to your body. A bottle of water, and if you need your walker, if you have an aid, a companion with your dog, you just take that little walk in the early sunlight. Know your limitations. If you went 15 minutes and you're tired and you want to return home, then you can go back home. 15 minutes to reach where you are and 15 minutes to go home, that would be 30 minutes. Discuss with your physician, letting them know that this is what you are thinking about doing, just to make sure with them that it's approved. Even if you have poor circulation and you're diabetic as I am, so I know about poor circulation, and maybe you're slow and you can't walk as fast as other people, that's fine. You walk at your own pace, but the important thing is to get moving, and to get moving in that early sunlight in the morning time before 12 o'clock, preferably anywhere between 6 to 10 o'clock. I wouldn't recommend you doing it after 10 o'clock because then the sun is a little bit high and the sun rays are a little bit more powerful. It's important to carry your water because you don't want to get dehydrated. And the reason why I'm saying to do it, you know, before 11 o'clock, between the hours of 9 to 10 o'clock, is because I don't want you to get dehydrated and I don't want you to overexert yourself to get any type of issues with the heat and with sunstroke. So early morning, loose clothing, a bottle of water, sneakers, comfortable shoes, and we're taking our walk. And while we're walking, we're getting that much needed vitamin D that's going to strengthen our bones. It's going to give us a beautiful glow. We're going to get beautiful highlights in our hair. And we're going to get that energy, control our blood pressure, control our cholesterol level, control our stress level, soak up all that energy and be in a beautiful mood for the rest of the day. It's very good. Sunlight is very good for depression. The sun is Mother Nature's way of healing our body. And once you start sweating, you swell some of that high sugar levels, some of that impurities that is in our body. There's a reason why when we sweat, we have a body odor, because we're detoxing. Our body detoxes itself by sweating. All of this can only be good. I thank you for listening to another episode of Nutrition by Gayatri. I would like to remind you that this podcast is my opinion and is not meant to take the place of medical advisement. If you have any medical issue, you need to speak to a medical doctor. Discuss everything with your medical provider. If you need to get in contact with me, nutritionbygayatri@gmail.com. My website is nutritionbygayatri.com. I have my blog, nutritionbygayatri/wordpress.com. Until we meet again, I wish you a happy, healthy lifestyle. And I would like to remind you that Mother Nature is our friend, and she has designed a plan for us to be healthy. No type of movement is not healthy for our body, for our mind, for our emotion. Walking in the sunlight will improve your mental health, will improve your circulation, will improve your emotion, will improve your life. 30 minutes a day. Thank you. Be safe until my next podcast.